knowings. Meditation is not to clear your mind, but to dissolve the blocks that allow thoughts and impulses to naturally flow to you. It is important that whatever comes to you, from whatever place inside of you, that you give it the space it needs. Look at the impulse. Read it. Feel it. Get to know it. What can it tell you? What can you learn from it? Can you identify where it came from? Where it came from may be a clue as to what it has for you. Even if it feels uncomfortable to you, stay with it. None are for nothing. There is something in it for your ultimate benefit. It takes tremendous courage to put yourself in situations and places that require you to develop compassion for others, but to do so is ultimately very rewarding, not just to you, but to a great many others through the ripples that your compassion and empathy create. Curious to know what karmic debt you are paying off? Consider the struggles you deal with in life. How do you handle them? With a persecution complex or with an attitude of, let's get through this? If it is hard for you to see yourself as perfect, practice doing so with others. Practice seeing them as perfect and gradually shift this gaze to yourself. Soon, you will see yourself as the perfect being that you are. You will see. Look in the mirror and say to yourself, so that's what you chose for this incarnation. Good choice. Words are planted as seeds in the hearts of others. What grows from these seeds? Attitudes. These attitudes become like dandelions as they spread to the hearts of others, finding root in their hearts as well. It creates a mindset. Be mindful that your words grow into attitudes. Be mindful of the effect this can have. Plant seeds of doubt and negativity, expect weeds of doubt and negativity to grow. Plant seeds of empowerment and generosity, expect empowerment and generosity to grow. Our words, what we speak to others, define who we are, just as the farmer who plants corn is a corn farmer. A farmer who plants potatoes is a potato farmer. How shall you be known? As a weed farmer or a farmer of light? This spiritual path people speak so much about is really just a big circle. The journey is to simply remember what we forgot. Along the way, we pick up quite a lot of additional knowings and understandings from a different point of view. When we return to the starting point, when we have completed the circumference of this circle, we are truly awake. Many lifetimes, many circles, and much wisdom. When you reach the starting point again, this is a lifetime. All you have gained, learned on the journey, becomes your soul for the next lifetime, your next journey. It will be what you try to remember. As you journey to remember, you pick up many knowings and understandings. This, lifetime to lifetime, circling, journeying, is evolution. Don't spend all your time becoming. Emerge from the cocoon and be. Seek to bring forth the good qualities of a person that their life will benefit from it, not yours. Allow the benefit of this act to come to you through empathy. Don't seek it or attempt to force it. Allow it to flow to you.